Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big news for the weekend, and I feel guilty even mentioning it, but the great weather it looks like we're going to have is Dorian strengthening and the possibility of this being a Category 4 when she hits Florida. Pete Combs is our ABC News correspondent in Daytona Beach, Florida. Pete, what's it like there right now?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. Okay. I watched the sunrise, and the water is calm. Things are fantastic here. And it certainly won't last because there's a monster out there and it's growing stronger. Dorian, now a Category 2 storm. We're starting to see sort of this nightmare scenario coalesce as we watch the spaghetti tracks, the computer forecasts, come into agreement. And what that looks like, John, is Hurricane Dorian becoming, as you mentioned, a strong Category 4 storm, winds 130 miles an hour or better, hitting the most populated part of the third most populated state in the United States, and then making this right turn and going straight up the middle of the Florida Peninsula with frightening winds and flood-causing rains of maybe up to 2 feet. Before this finally loosens its grip and lets go of Florida. You know, if that happens, this is going to be a nightmare weekend. We're not talking just about the possibility of a storm. I'm just thinking before that. In Florida, John, when you got a storm like this, you got two ways to go, north or south in Florida. And in this case, everybody's going to go north. And if that happens, millions of people are going to be on the state's highways trying to get out of harm's way on a weekend where millions of people are already on the nation's highways. Yeah.
Well, what is the expected landfall time and place, at least based on the best guess at the moment?
Sure. Well, I've been looking at the models again in the last couple of minutes, and it looks like Monday around 2 a.m., that's when the eye of the storm would come ashore, and it looks a lot like West Palm Beach.
And then as I was driving in, which has granted been several hours ago now, there was this talk about the thing stalling out. Is that still, I guess it's a possibility. Are they thinking it will sit there and just churn and do damage?
Yeah, that's one of the possibilities. The three models that I've seen that again, and while we're talking here, man, let me just take a look at these models again. But the three models that I have been watching most closely show this thing slowing down, certainly, and then making this hard right as soon as it makes landfall
and
going up the peninsula. Or tracking left and going over water again, which is another nightmare of a different proportion, because now you're talking about maybe regaining some measure of strength, or hanging a right before it gets to the Florida coast, just before landfall, and going up the eastern seaboard headed your way. So there's still a lot of uncertainty here.
And like you say, Monday, everybody's headed back home on Monday. If they've had a decent weekend, they're going to be on the road. So that's concerning. Now, you know, of course, I hate to even bring politics into it, but by Monday, politics will be a part of this. Or Tuesday morning, I guess, whatever happens, it'll be an issue. What's the word with FEMA and the governor's office? I mean, I guess the good thing is you got a Republican governor in Florida who's not trying to turn this into a political fight with the president. Is everybody working together, or what do you think?
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. I mean, you've got Rick Scott, who does get along pretty well with the president. And in fact, they were here in Miami just a few months ago for a rally against socialism in Venezuela. So they are speaking the same language. I think the issue that we have right now is with FEMA. I mean, FEMA is stretched thin, and the current acting administrator of that agency was talking about that recently. Peter Gaynor is saying, we don't need just a few people. Get this. We need thousands, more emergency responders at FEMA. That's how stretched thin they are right now. So if you have a huge storm, and again, on the worst case scenario, which is not the final scenario, but the worst case scenario is it comes blasting up the Florida Peninsula after hitting the most populated part of the state. Wow, imagine if you're thousands of people short at FEMA, this is going to be misery on a stick.
Yeah, well, let's hope that maybe it's not as bad as everybody expects. And it looks like Governor DeSantis said the whole state is under a state of emergency, you know, less than a day ago. So everybody's taking it seriously, which is a smart thing to do. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent in Daytona Beach, Florida. Appreciate it. Hope you'll stay safe as well, Pete. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.